What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a very fun question from Eleanor and Luna. This question is practically a story in itself, so strap in.
Hello, Mr. Eric. It's only me for this What If question. Luna's taking a hike.
This is a Willy Wonka hike! Eleanor, why did you do this to me?
Anyway, my what-if question is, what if everyone dressed in only candy and they all got very sticky? Thank you! I didn't get to do the what-if question! Eleanor, you twigged me!
I have been dying to use that wonderful question, so thank you, Eleanor and Luna, for bringing it to our ears. Now we have one more question from a patron named Whit.
My name's Whitland, and my favorite character is Red the dog, and my what if question is, what happens if reindeer had antlers on their butt? Bye, love your show.
Ah, yes, well, tis the season for a reindeer question after all, because reindeer don't just exist in winter, everybody. So let's find out. What if everyone dressed in only candy and they all got very sticky? And what if reindeer had antlers on their butt? Santa Fanta, as you may know, was considered to be the very spirit of Ifmas. Each year, he would help bring the gift of If to everyone in What If World. But seeing how we give the gift of If to you every week, we're gonna focus on one of Santa Fan's other favorite holidays.
It's Neighbor Day, my favorite summer holiday.
Yes, Neighbor Day, where you treated everyone like your neighbor and tried to do something unexpected and kind for one of your neighbors. And this year, Santa Fant had an extra special surprise for his elves. You see, Santa Fant considered everyone in all of What If World to be his neighbors, and he liked giving them all gifts on Neighbor Day, and the elves helped him make all those gifts.
Slow down, elves, said Santa Fant,
as the great big white-furred woolly mammoth burst into the elves' workshop.
I know you helped me put the gifts together for all of What If World each Neighbor Day, which is why this year I'm giving you your Neighbor Day gift early.
Santa Claus, that's so surprising.
A surprise Neighbor Day gift is the best kind.
So say the elves.
And I've made these gifts myself for you.
Oh,
we could have helped you make those gifts.
It would have been no trouble.
That would defeat the purpose. Now I know it's been a while since I was on the assembly line, but I can still make a gift or two.
And Santa Fant put down a great big box he'd been holding. The box was covered in bright red wrapping paper with a big, beautiful purple bow at the top. And with one tug, the bow came unraveled, and Santa Fant lifted the lid, revealing
candy clothes?
Oh, you shouldn't have.
But it's too late now, you already did.
Excuse me?
You see, there was a reason Santa Fant had not been on the toy assembly line for many years. Santa Fant was good at many things. He was very giving and caring. He had a great organizational mind. And he had just enough time travel magic inside his trunk to deliver presents all around the world in one day, once or twice a year, depending on the what-if story. But with his large, thick elephantine fingers, He had difficulty making toys and clothes and other gifts with very fine details.
Oh, they fit beautifully.
So shiny.
They, smell delicious.
Oh, I got all of your measurements and worked in secret all month to give you this surprise.
The elves were touched. The clothes really were beautiful, if a bit sticky. But there is one toy maker who didn't wear clothes because, well, she was a reindeer.
Don't think I forgot about you, Whitlin. I carved you a set of candy cane antlers for the next time you shed yours.
That is quite a thoughtful gift, Santa Fant, said Whitlin, taking but a moment to look up from the toy she was building. But as you can see, I am quite busy, and also my antlers have not fallen out yet.
I know. You always keep so busy, so I'll just get out of your hair.
Would you like me to get the door for you? Asked Whitlin. She knew that Santa Fant often struggled with the pull side of doors, but she never insisted on helping because she knew firsthand how frustrating that could feel.
Oh, I'd love that. Let me carry this big box out.
So Whitlin stood up from her antlered seat to walk over to the door. Now, you'll need a quick description here. You see, Whitlin was one of What If World's rare seat-antlered reindeer. Her antlers grew behind her, so she always had a place to sit. Having seat antlers was also a challenge sometimes, because she couldn't run or fly like some reindeer, and had to walk very slowly and carefully. But she got around this workshop better than any reindeer you'd ever met, and she quickly opened the door for Santa Fant with a front hoof.
Well, goodbye, elves. I hope you enjoy your new candy clothes. And I'll see you tomorrow to pick up the gifts for the rest of What If World.
Whitlin watched her jovial friend leave and closed the door with a gentle chuckle of her own.
Whitlin.
We have a bit of a problem.
Meanwhile, halfway across What If World.
Why did Eleanor suggest I take this hike?
Said Fred the dog. He was an old pug mix with a tongue too long for his mouth, but that didn't stop him from taking a nice long hike.
This tongue doesn't stop me from doing anything. Although some things do take longer, like drinking water and eating food and cleaning myself, but I don't need a bath.
Whatever you say, Fred.
But seriously, this is what people do with their retirement? Just go for extended walks places?
But suddenly, Fred's tongue sense started tingling.
I didn't know I had one of those, but it makes sense.
Yes, indeed. Freddy altered his course because he could sense that somewhere far away,
something needs licking.
Back at the workshop, Whitlin was feeling stressed.
This is quite the predicament. Why did all of you elves hug each other after putting on such sticky clothes?
We're elves.
We love hugging.
Not me. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, now you're all stuck together, and we've still got hundreds of toys to finish before tomorrow.
So Whitlin called the only other people she knew that worked with Santa Fant and were free on holidays.
Yep. All the reindeer, present and accounted for.
All right, Rudolph. I need you to guide the rest of these reindeer in putting together these toys.
No problem. Just, let me,
Of course, these were head-antlered reindeer, which meant that Rudolph and the other 8 reindeer just spent about a half hour crashing around the workshop before Whitlin had seen enough.
Okay. I see that having front-facing antlers makes workshop work quite difficult for you. So let's figure out how to accommodate that, shall we?
I know. I'll just unstick these elves using my large, pointy, spiked head.
That's really not necessary.
I'm good, honestly.
My back could use scratching while you're there.
Whitlin sat in her antler seat and rested her head in her hooves dejectedly. As several other reindeers tried to help Rudolph, and found their antlers stuck to the elves' sticky clothes.
Almost there, I think. Eleanor better never tell me to take a hike again,
said Fred, He'd been bravely venturing forth for what felt like leagues and leagues, days and days. And he'd made it about 45 feet.
Oh no, are you kidding me? I'm taking a nap.
Bring, bring.
Just then, Wendy and a Joan appeared on her tandem time-traveling bicycle.
Need a lift, Fred?
Actually, I don't like being picked up, but I wouldn't mind a ride on your time-traveling bicycle.
That's what I meant.
Well, I can lift myself, you know.
And Fred stuck his tongue to the rear bicycle seat and pulled himself up there with frog-like tongue strength.
Let's ride, Wendiana.
All right, Fred. Hold on tight.
Oh, and by ride, I mean you teleport us straight there. I'm really tired from all the hiking.
I'll see what I can do. All right, elves, reindeer, I need you all to take a deep, calming breath. Are those what deep breaths sound like for elves?
Yeah, we're really tiny.
Our lungs are smaller.
What'd you expect?
Fair enough. Now I've learned to do everything I need to do, even if I have trouble getting around. So if we all work together, I believe that you stuck together elves and reindeer can each eventually figure out how to help me make toys.
Righteous. Lead on, Sister Reindeer,
said Hudolph, backing his butt towards a table, which was the only part of him currently not stuck to an elf.
You know what, Rudolph? I think that your skills would just be best focused on motivating the other reindeer and elves.
Now that's what I call leadership! Rock on!
And motivating me, thank you.
Whitlin had also been forced to call the person whom she most hoped would not see this mess. But at this point, she needed all the help she could get.
Calling to tell me how much you love your candy clone, no,
said Sandifant as he burst back into the workshop.
Hugging accident?
Indeed.
And the rain there tried to solve everything with their antlers?
Most indeedly.
Well, I've gotten a lot better at grabbing things with my trunk after sewing together all these candy clothes with it.
Then let us put you to work, said the vent.
Yes, I'll just start unsticking these reindeer from these elves.
What?
And then...
No, why? Doesn't anyone learn?
I appear to be stuck.
At that moment, somewhere nearby, Fred the dog and Wendiana Joan found themselves pedaling through a winter storm.
What gives, Wendiana? Shouldn't you be able to teleport us right where I'm sniffing the smell of the thing that needs licking?
Time travel is far from an exact science, Fred.
I didn't realize it was science at all.
Well, sometimes it isn't. Because wherever you were leading us, someone there has some kind of time travel magic that's interfering with a time travel tandem bicycle.
Wendiana was struggling to pedal through the snow. The bike itself had rugged, all-terrain tires. But Wendiana's cybernetic leg was starting to seize up from all the cold and damp.
Ugh. I promised myself I was done hiking, but I guess I'm not done biking.
What are you saying, Fred?
And Fred stretched down his extra-long tongue toward the rear pedals of the bicycle.
I'm saying, would you like help pedaling this bicycle, Wendiana?
I mean, it is a tandem bicycle.
I'll take that as a no.
Yes, yes, I would love your help. Okay, let's go.
Now I know how Luna felt.
All the reindeer and elves and giant white woolly mammoths had wiggled and squirmed their way to exhaustion and were now napping in a comfortable pile in the middle of the workshop, while Whitlin scrambled her way around, trying to finish all the toys by herself.
I'm going to make a no candy in the workplace policy after this, and a no hugging policy to boot, or at least a no hugging while sticky policy.
Using her narrow front hooves in her mouth, while sitting on her seat antlers, she was building toys at near impossible speed. But she was pragmatic enough to see that she was never going to finish all these toys before Neighbor Day.
I'll just do what I can, and some people will just have to wait.
That's what I always say, Whitlin!
It was Fred the dog, you might not be surprised to find that out, but Whitlin certainly was.
Who are you?
What? You seriously don't know?
Why should I? I live in the House Pole with a bunch of elves.
Yeah, but I'm Fred. I'm Fred the dog. I mean, I knew your name.
I'm wearing a name tag. You should consider it.
This is just... I don't think this has ever happened to me.
Well, Fred the dog, are you here to help or not?
Hi, I'm Wendy Anna Joan. We're both here to help.
Wendy Anna Joan, the famous time traveler.
Oh, this really hurts.
Yes, but sadly, I cannot use my time magic here.
Well, yes, I'm actually an amateur time travel inventor myself.
Well, we should really catch up, but it seems like there's a bit of an emergency on hand.
Yes, that's why I am here. Fred, the very famous dog with a tongue that's too long for its mouth.
Okay.
Who likes chewing sticks?
Still not ringing a bell?
Oh, fine.
All right, Fred. Looks like you got some licking to do.
Indeed I do. That is why my nose called me to destiny.
And Fred walked over to the candy cane antlers in the corner that Santa Fan had made for Whitlin for later.
Whoa, that's yummy. Ooh, peppermint and vanilla.
Fred, I thought maybe we would be helping with the people who are all stuck together and covered in candy.
What? You think I'm gonna lick a bunch of people's candy clothes off? That's weird.
Actually, I have to agree with the dog on this one.
Okay, but then I'm not sure how else we can help.
Well, when my tongue got too dirty and sticky, and my whole body covered in yucky goopy stuff that I was licking and rolling in.
Very descriptive.
Daddy would give me a bath and a brushing, and I did not like it, but it would unstick my fur.
Did someone say bath?
Reindeer love swimming in water and stuff, but we still hate baths. It's just a thing.
We elves only bathe in maple syrup.
Well, today you are all getting rolled out into the snow and sprayed with warm hose water.
Get this candy glue off of Hoodolph.
I'm ready for this hug to end.
And I will also handle this maturely. No! I don't like baths.
And once Wendiana's cybernetic leg had thawed out, and the reindeer and elves had all been unstuck from Santa Fant, and Fred had finished chewing on his candy cane reindeer antler rat.
I'm gonna need a few minutes on that, Mr. Eric.
All the people in the House Pole worked together, offering help to each other whenever someone seemed stuck, whether literally or not. And by the time Neighbor Day had rolled around, all the toys were ready.
Yeah, but now all the reindeer are asleep.
Then I guess everyone can just wait a minute.
Or you can turn back time, Wendiana.
I told you I can't do that here.
But I want my Neighbor Day gift now.
You just finished eating it.
No fear. Oh, it is still a little left.
The end. Wit, Luna, and Eleanor, thank you very much for your questions, and I hope you all enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer, Craig Martinson for our theme song, the Gem Squad, which I'm a part of, but I can be grateful to me, and all you kids at home for being helpers, allies, and listeners. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
National Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.